This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? You're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
All right, so we've got a couple of dilemmas. So I'll read the dilemma out and just let me know what you would do in the situation. So after dating for a couple of weeks, you make plans for your partner to meet your best friend. Afterwards, your friend pulls you to the side and explains that they don't like your partner at all. Would you end the relationship?
After how many months?
Let's just say 8 months.
Bro, that's a lot, bro.
But your best friend says I don't like them.
Okay, your best friend.
Your best friend says I don't like them. But you have got no reason to believe that there's any problem because you and your partner are fine. But your best friend says, no, I don't like them. End it. I don't like this person.
You don't like them. Why? Like, there should be a reason.
I get a vibe.
What do you mean vibe, bro? Get the fuck out of my way, bro. What do you mean vibe, bro? What do you mean vibe? So you come out spread 8 months because of vibe. What do you... Are you crazy? If that person is your best friend, like, it's not good like that. First of all, you cannot be dating somebody 8 months without your best friend not knowing, first of all. Like, without your best friend not meeting.
Your friend met them, but not properly. As in, like quickly, yeah, but... This is a time where they actually met you.
Wait. If you met them quickly before that time, right? Then that moment you met the person, you could have said no. That moment, later on.
No, but they haven't had a conversation with them, or they haven't been around them like that. It's very like higher by. But this time you sat down, had a dinner together.
Let me tell you, it's not about having a conversation. People start saying, first impression matters. Mm. You know what I mean? Maybe the guy's first impression was, I don't know, or stupid or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then the best friend thinks, okay, because this is his first impression, this is who he is. Start judging. Nah, bro, there's a lot of stuff behind this.
I think it's the time. The time frame is long, man.
The time, no, 8 months, bro. Yeah. What do you mean, bro? If that person is your best friend, I'm not sure he will tell you to end it. If there's no like real reason why.
Yeah, after 8 months, can't just be off a vibe.
No, if your best friend tell you that kind of you think your best friend is trying to steal your man or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah, bruh. That's not working. 8 months is too long, bro.
I got another dilemma here. So, you are an eyewitness to a crime. Yeah? A man has robbed a bank, but instead of keeping the money for himself, he donates it to a poor orphanage that can now afford to feed, clothe, and care for children. You know who committed the crime. At the time, you're broke. You got no money. The police have offered a handsome reward, like 100 million naira, for example.
Okay.
For information to catch this person.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Nah. Let them children enjoy themselves. Want to take that away from them. So if you have all the money and your mind will start judging you, that's if you have questions too. If it's me, if I carry all those money like this, you cannot see that children are now homeless back or something. Or they are now broke back. And you know they are children. Just because you want to be selfish and take the money for yourself, you can't do that. Nah, bruh.
But technically, you can do both.
What do you mean you can do both?
You can snitch on my man, get 100 million and give the orphanage
money.
Oh, yeah, snitch now, bruh.
100%. But I'm just saying, the kids is not an excuse.
Nah, bruh, there must be one problem with the other. Now you take the money, but you are a snitch now. Like, you are known as a snitch now. Nah, bruh, I'm not doing that, bruh.
Move out the area. They won't know you at the area.
They'll just
know you as a rich man.
You said I know who stole the money, yes or no?
Yeah,
I would rather meet that guy and tell him, bruh, I have information about you, bruh. You gave the money to the orphanage, bruh. Go get like 20% from me, bruh.
So what happens if he says no?
Then I, bruh, that means I've talked to him and he says no, bruh, I'm gonna report the, I'm gonna report him to the police, bro.
So,
the
so but you just said you're not serious.
No. That's when I've met the guy. Then I meet the guy.
No, so what? So snitch only works if you haven't met him.
Wait, imagine. I'm not snitching on you this time. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Snitching is going behind your back to say shit about somebody else that's snitching. You know, going behind your back.
You know, you're making
up. Me going behind your back.
You're making up the definition of snitching.
No,
now.
I'm not making up.
Snitching is just telling on someone. That's what.
Okay, which is the definition? That's what I'm trying to explain for you now.
Yeah.
So my point is, it's only like, if I tell the police without you knowing, that's snitching, bro. But if I come and meet you, and tell you that, bro, give me so amount, and you do not give me, Oyana. You said it to your mother that you will not give me. No problem. The police will hear it now. Give me my money, I'll go home. Peace out. I'll go and meet the orphanage. I'll say, bruh, take that shit, bruh. You get my meal? I'll keep like 40%. Give them. This is a percentage something now. Are you crazy, bruh? Don't do that.
I know what you're doing.
What are you doing?
I don't think I'll tell. I just fuck it off. It's not my business.
A funny man.
It's not my business.
It's not your business.
It's not my business.
Bro, how much did you say again?
100 billion naira or 100 million pounds.
Pounds. What is naira? 100
million pounds.
100 million pounds, so yeah.
Ah, oh, but that's, come on, man.
Oh, you're telling?
No, but that's a no-brainer. Like,
no.
100 million. The kids want me to tell. Everybody that.
So yeah, I tell it there. So, crazy people.
Somebody
wanted
to tell, you know? That is too funny.
You are whining yourself since I told you. You must tell.
Oh, man.
Who do you think you are? You will tell.
You got any more?
On your wedding day, you find out that your partner had an affair.
Mm.
When you confront them about it, they swear it's over and you believe them. The wedding is all paid for and your guests have started to arrive. Mom, dad, everyone, aunties, everyone's literally at the venue. They've arrived. Taking their seats. What do you do?
Mm. I don't know, bro. If is it over or something? Is it over for real? Like real?
No, it's not over. You're at the wedding. You're at your wedding.
No, she said it's over now.
No, yeah, the affair's over. Like, not the relationship with you. The affair is over with this person.
So you've just found out.
Oh shit, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, probably just make a speech.
Your suit's on, you know. Bow tie is here.
Exactly. That's more easy for me to make a speech because my suit is on. Just to like this.
And what's the speech? What are you saying to the people?
I'll be like, I can't do this, bruh. In front of everybody. You know me, I'll stand in front of a crowd like this, so it will not be hard for me. I'll just, I can't do this, bruh. Explain it for them. Drop mic. Wah. Okay, wait. Everybody will clap. Like, you know, you think of it like a movie now. Everybody will clap like pack, 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 pack. He did it. It's not a stupid person. You know how you somebody's cheating on you. You are crazy. Before you get married to somebody, do you know what? No, don't try that, bro.
Well, do people actually consider the price of the wedding in that scenario?
It's never the price of the wedding as a matter. So you go through years, if never years, months of, I don't know if it's months you guys used to get married or years. Anyway, you go through it, then you kneel down, give somebody a ring. You do the wedding, plan, use money, use stuff, and you come out here as the person cheating with somebody that's not doing anything. Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But I wish the guy that's doing the affairs is the one that sponsored the wedding now. I understand that, okay, this guy is the one that sponsored the wedding.
All right, so do you believe that people can cheat by accident?
What? Cheat back.
Cheat by accident.
Cheat by accident.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you mean cheat by accident? Right, I don't say that.
No, elaborate, please. Well, I'm confused as well.
But you've said that before.
No, I haven't.
No, not the cheating by accident. You've said that people cheat for different reasons.
Let me
finish.
Okay.
And you've said that, like, so you don't judge all cheating the same.
Yeah, okay. That's still not by accident.
I do.
That's still not by accident.
Any cheating. Yeah, but if you don't judge it all the same, what's the different criteria
that's
for cheating?
That's still not by accident.
No, I didn't. What do you mean?
You said cheating by accident.
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
I didn't say you said that. So I'm saying, for me personally, there's no difference. Whatever reason it is you've cheated, it's the same to me, bro. You've cheated.
Okay, but what if it's she's got a work husband?
I don't... What?
She's got a work husband.
What's that mean?
What do you mean?
Ladies, can you explain to me what a work husband is? Just so the ladies explain it properly.
You don't need to explain it to work, husband. It's your husband at work.
Let them explain so you understand.
But you've got a husband at home. You're right.
Can you explain the definition of work, husband, please?
What?
Crazy.
They're not doing nothing with the brother at work.
So what are you talking about cheating? So what's that? That's not cheating.
No,
then.
But I'm saying you could see that as cheating.
No.
It's an emotional attachment to someone at work.
It's not cheating, though. You're close to a dude at work. You're not cheating.
Going for lunch.
That's not cheating.
So you're okay with your missus going for lunch with a dude?
She works with a guy.
I'm just asking you a question. Would you be okay with
this
that?
This guy's a Christian man. Listen to what he wants to do. You have not seen anything, bro.
Allah?
You have not seen anything. All
right, cool.
They chuck you once, chuck you two times, chuck you the third time. You go careful. Know what I mean?
Some people won't be okay with their partner going to work with their alleged work husband, is what I'm saying.
You work in the same office. You're going on lunch together. What do you want to do? Burn the building down because you've gone on lunch at 12 o'clock at the same time as everyone else in your building. What do you want to do?
I didn't say you should do anything. I'm just saying some people would find a problem with that.
Problem with what exactly?
The fact that they have someone that they're close to at work.
Like, for example, me now. Okay, let's say like this. Let's say my girlfriend is working, for example, and she's close to a guy in our work. Oh my God. Bro, I don't know, bro. Well, that one is crazy, yo.
Oh, now it's crazy. It's
crazy.
Everyone was looking at me like I was shy as shit before. That is crazy.
Crazy. What do you...
But her being close to a guy, what is...
Bro, let me tell you something you don't know. I've been close to a guy, you don't know what's happening, bro. You're at home, bro. You're at home, she's at work, bro. Bro, people are crazy. They can do it anywhere, bro. Bro, they can just go to the toilet and bah, 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 bah. They're out, bro. You'll not notice anything. You think they are doing dinner. Bruh, nah.
So you wouldn't have a problem with it at all?
Bro, I'll be scared, bro. I'll be like, oh, bruh. I'll be like, no, bro. Don't you mean? Especially if, I don't know, it depends on your partner, though. If your partner is somebody that gets carried away easily.
Yeah.
And then you'll be scared as fuck. But if your partner is somebody that always, like, I have a man. If it's that kind of care, then your life, you have a stress-free life. You just be chill now. But I don't know, anybody can, bro, we are human beings, bro. You can't love this person like this. And you are going on the road, and one nonsense person will enter your eye again, and you'll be facing over that direction, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Cheat,
exactly. Right? This is cheating. Like, I know it's natural.
And that's what I'm saying. Cheat by accident.
Cheat
by accident. That's what I'm saying.
Which one cheating by accident? What do you mean accident?
The
only accident that can happen is car accident.
No, the one you said there.
I'm a flat accident.
You're going somewhere and you meet someone. Someone catches your eye.
That's by accident.
Bro, somebody catches your eye. You will not remove. You don't close your eye, bro. You open your eye. You see somebody. You close it like this.
See?
If you close it, you walk into the wall. Don't close your eyes.
That's your excuse.
Open. I'm the same.
Yeah, walk into the wall. It's not better than being accused of cheating. We'll just be walking into the wall.
Is this one? You said he's a Christian man. You're the one that said it, you know.
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian man.
You're the one that said it, you know.
I don't trust him anymore.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Still, so.
Hey.
But I ain't got... But that's what I'm saying.
But there's no cheating by accident. There's only cheating.
Yeah, 100%. No, I'm joking.
You only cheat, bro.
That's what I said. But Taser was saying...
But why do you keep saying Taser was saying,
did you not
bro?
Say, did you
I don't
say
understand.
That?
Just say what you're saying. Stop saying Taser was saying.
On another episode, he said...
He said
all cheating... He said cheating's different. Not all cheating's the same.
All cheating is the same, though. But there's cheating.
Okay.
But it's
cheating. Can I explain what I meant, please?
Go on.
So, going back to work husband, let's say he was texting her inappropriately. She wasn't really correcting him. That is different to her sleeping with someone else. It's still cheating, but it's different tiers of cheating. No? Yeah?
It's not cheating. It's somebody trying to hit on your girl and your girl is telling them.
No, she's not telling them.
It's what?
She's not telling them.
She's doing what?
She's not brushing it off. She's entertaining it because she's at work.
She's doing he.
Yeah, so he brings her food. He brings her... But it's because of that.
She's doing he, bro.
But she's not. But she's not doing anything physical.
She might as well be.
Bro, see, sometimes it's not about physical.
It's
now I understand what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain it for you now so you understand. It's not about being physical. Yeah. It may just be maybe a partner is not giving her emotional support. And that guy is the one that's giving her emotional support.
That's a new partner.
No, calm down now.
No, I'm checked out.
Well, she said you're not giving her emotional support.
I've checked out. Have him.
You see, that's why you can never have a girlfriend. You can never.
I can have a girlfriend. I can have one tomorrow, bro.
Never.
I'm telling you, I can have one tomorrow. Never. I'm telling you.
What do you mean? Wait, hold on. She's telling you that the reason why she's calling this guy more is because you're not there for her.
Garbage. Absolutely garbage.
But that's what she's telling you.
Fine.
So why is it garbage? I don't get it.
I don't know who you're telling me this to.
She hasn't done anything with Donny.
Brother, a man has flirted with you. Doing
Okay.
Like I'm not here.
No, you are here. But
you are
here.
There. You are not answering her.
You're not they answering. Play. You're not there. You're bro, invisible.
Bro, wait. Let me tell you something.
She doesn't value. She doesn't
let
value.
Let me tell you something for this. No, let me tell you.
She doesn't value me, bro.
Let me tell you. This guy's a toxic man. You know those toxic men. You know those ones that don't give a fuck. No, you know those ones that will love you in the beginning.
But the phone played by itself.
Did you meet him when you?
Oh, that's bread.
Nah, bro. No, it's from his movement, from his face movement. No, I can read his face.
You're speaking as if you met him in a past life.
No,
that's
bro, I can read his face, his facial expression, his attitude, everything. I'm saying that.
Shake my hand. You go find last. Shake my hand. You know how to read people.
No, if I look at, I don't know how to read people's face.
You're reading his face very well.
But like this one now, it's on now, like this thing. It's always what I would love you in the beginning. No, this one. I love him sweeting you. Then when you now love him back,
what's the wrong?
He will now turn on that person. You know those,
what?
He will not be forming. You call him, he will not pick me. I mean, you text him, you view it, you leave it, you wait for 3 minutes. Purposely doing it, though.
He's not busy. He's just doing it.
He's doing it to just do it. That's the kind of person he is.
Oh, wow.
So the guy's telling you, guys get telling you service, like, you don't have my time, this, that, that, that. And you're like, you're not serious or what? What do you want to tell her? Bro, you don't have a time, bro. So somebody else has a time now.
Let's flip it. Scenario. Imagine now, you're flirting with another girl at work. You're messaging the girl, whatever, and your missus sees the texts, and you say, "Yeah, but you haven't been there for me, babe." That's gonna fly.
No one's listening to that, bro. You need to understand something. We are living a different life, like a different life from the life that women are living. Calm down.
Cheating, bro.
Wait now. You tell him,
Calm down.
This guy is a stubborn man.
Cheating, not cheating now. Oh, God.
Chai. So all the guys that's watching this, you guys should avoid this guy, bro.
Don't listen to this, bro. This is ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Because I'm doing borderline cheating. What's wrong is wrong, but because I'm in the wrong now.
You said accidental cheating. No, I just asked a question.
See, women live a different level from us now, bro. The way you take things is not the way a woman would take something now, bro. You know what I mean? Now?
No, 100%. Men and women are different.
So your girlfriend is at work. You are calling her and she's saying, I'm out. It's my work. My co-worker is a guy. This, that. You are here giggling and stuff. The background, what will you do? You know, you cannot do anything, bro. You know that's a girl. You know the consequences of dating a fan girl. You get my point? That's the consequences, bro. Okay, let's say no co-worker. If she gets off work, you think when she's coming home, there are no boys that's toasting her, B. You think she's just coming home, bro. You think that's what is happening?
When you say toasting her, as in speaking to her,
there are boys chatting with her, bro. There are boys that are like,
they're just
doing exactly what the co-worker is doing. Apart from the co-worker, bro. What do you mean? Like, are you blaming just the co-worker, bro? You should blame everybody, bro. If you date a fan girl like this, that's the consequences. You just have to bear it or leave.
The fan girls are nodding. They're letting you know.
They're nodding. No, they're like, they know what I'm saying. We have sisters now.
Boy, you're a fan boy. I'm getting toast on the way home as well. We can both do hobbies. Gist squared.
Bro,
there's no how.
Okay, you think, okay, the way you got attracted to her the first time you saw her, that's how other boys are attracted to her too. But, bro, what do you think is happening?
No, I hear what you're saying, but my thing is this, yeah. How I was attracted to her in the first place is fine. Same way when I was single, I was doing certain things. But once I have a partner, I don't do those things no more.
Exactly.
Because
let me tell
I have
you
a partner. So
no, you don't have to get in it from this guy's
nose. No, so she shouldn't be getting toasted if I'm here.
What do you mean she should not be getting toasted? That's how you wait. How to put this thing? This guy will fight all this war.
He's getting hot.
Bro, what
so
do you mean?
So your babe should get toasted when after you're there.
Are you getting it bad, bro? You're getting
coming off an awful.
What yourself?
Let me hear this. I want to hear this. I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
Bro. This guy's trying me, man. We just fight here. You should get ready to watch wrestle. We'll fight soon. I'm getting my glasses.
You cross your legs? Okay.
Nah, I'm ready still.
He's ready. Why did we stop? Let me continue.
I'm ready.
Where did you stop? Tell me.
Oh, so you said about your girl being fine and the way you met her.
Yeah.
People are going to toast her. And I'm like, that's fine for people to toast her. But I'm saying, when you're single, you can do whatever you want. You can get toasted. Like, in terms of the attention that men give you, it's fine. You can love the attention because you're single. But once you get a partner, there's certain things that need to be limited because you have a partner out of respect for your partner. So me, for example, if I'm single, there's certain girls I'll talk to and do certain things. Once I have a girl, I shouldn't really be doing those things. So that's what I'm saying, that she shouldn't be getting toasted on the way home. Come home, man. I'm here, man.
This guy never seen anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, let me explain it.
So come home, man. I'm here.
Let me explain it for you like this. First of all, there are two types of girls. They are the ones that you can date, and they are the ones that are fan. Do you know what I mean by fan? Like the ones that they are normal girls and they are fan girls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you are dating, are you talking about dating a normal girl or a fan girl?
You could. All right, let's talk about
just choose one.
Let's talk about fine girl then. Let's talk about fine girl.
I mean by fan girl, I don't mean because your skin color. You may be black or you may be yellow. You may be, I don't know what color you may be, but you'll
bad.
Just be beautiful. You get what I mean?
You're baddest, yeah.
Exactly. Now you are dating a what? A fan girl. If you see a fan girl, then what will happen? If you come across a fan girl's page, you will enter it, yes or no? You want to lie. If you lie,
Anyway, continue, yeah.
No, see, if you're dating a fan girl, you know your girlfriend is fan.
The traffic is a lot.
It's just like you post a video on TikTok and it goes viral. That kind of something. That's your babe. Your babe is like a celebrity. If you're dating a fan girl, you're dating a celebrity. You know what I mean? They don't know her, but they know her. Like, if I see her on the road now, I don't know if she has a boyfriend. I'll just walk up to her and talk to her.
Yeah.
So how is she supposed to tell him I have a boyfriend once? Unless she's like a straightforward person and say, I have a boyfriend. But like, if she starts disturbing and if the guy starts disturbing and the guy is walking on her way home and the guy still disturbing, what do you want her to do? You want her to start fighting? Bro, anywhere your girlfriend goes to, they must toast them. Like, there must be somebody that will have the confidence to stand up and do, what's up, girl? What's up, girl? You know what I mean?
How do you avoid that?
Bro, you cannot avoid... Bro, to me, you cannot avoid it, bro. Do you want to lock your girl in the cage or something?
No, you can't avoid it. Because remember, in terms of men and women, men approach women.
No, but you said that... Yeah,
men women approach men who... you didn't want
that. No, women approach women, but not like men. Men are like... Like, we got ladies in the studio. I'm sure there's times where they're walking home and or somewhere and they get a move to.
No, but the funny thing about... when to be fair, it happens to men too. The funniest is when they look at the man and like the audacity. I think that is what bothers them. Sometimes they don't mind men approaching them. Sometimes the men are that approach them.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like, oh, what am I giving away?
That's the same thing with the DM sometimes. Like when certain girls DM you, you're thinking, nah, you're taking them absolute piss, bro.
You gotta look at your last upload twice. What, like, where did you do that?
You say, nah, I need to post different, you know. The lifestyle, this ain't really here. No, I hear what you're saying. The toasting thing makes sense, but I'm...
Somebody must speak to your girl no matter where she is, bro.
Nah. Bro, yeah, but I think it's how
I hear it.
It's how your girl responds to that. Because there's certain girls that, you know, for example, Taze, that they've got a man, and when they've got a man, you know they've got a man. Like, they move like they have a man.
You can't reject
it. You can't reject this girl properly.
The way every human being is different. That's how every girl is different, bro. If you end up with the one that is straightforward, that will turn back and say, yo, I have a man, then you are lucky. Like, you have...
Yeah, you have to
If you end up with the one that is quiet, that don't like speaking, that don't like stress, like, you keep talking to her, she's not answering you, she's just going away. You understand? You are lucky too. If you end up with somebody that is nice, you cannot blame her for being nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot blame her for being who she is. You know what I mean? If you end up with somebody that if they walk up to, if the guy walk up to, she'll be like, oh, hello, and be friendly. You should not blame yourself for having somebody friendly, bro. That's who she is. Bro, what the fuck you want? What do you want?
Like, he's odd.
Bro, it's like he wants to put her in a cage like this.
This guy's putting words in my mouth. When did I say this?
No.
When did I say this?
You will not want me here. Look. It's like you want to put her in a cage like this.
What?
That's cool. You put her in a cage,
then you transport her to work.
When did I say this?
Like, he didn't say that.
But that's what he wants to.
No.
It's like, nobody should talk to my girl.
You just said girl. Why can't I have girl one or girl two you mentioned there?
No, you can't.
The one that's quiet or the girl that says no. Why can't I have that girl? But you're saying I want to put her in a cage and the back of a truck.
Wait, come on now. We are speaking based off character.
Yes,
based off character.
Yes.
Wait, now, look. This guy character, and I know his kind of character. So this guy now like this now. He can have all those type of girls.
Mm.
The ones that are straightforward or the ones that is what? Second ones that is, what did I say? I said
friendly.
No, friendly is the last one.
Quiet. Okay, the one that's quiet.
Okay. Yeah, quiet, but they just go home. Yeah, just ignore it.
The one that's straightforward, or the one that is quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can have them. The one that's friendly, he can have them. You know why? Because you can tolerate, like, you can, how do I explain it? You can tolerate somebody that is stubborn, which is straightforward. Like, somebody, if your girlfriend shot for you, you know somebody that's straightforward, no matter what you do, like, they're aggressive, all up in your face and stuff. If she gets angry at this guy now, this guy will just be chill. You get what I mean? This guy will be chill. This particular guy, if he's dating a straightforward person and the person get angry and shout at him or something or hit him, this guy will be calm. You know what I mean?
But this one?
This guy, bro! Bro! This guy will turn man them. See, bro, this guy will turn gangster like this. He'll be like, knife and everything.
Hey, bro.
Like
shade. I'm gonna break that computer, bro.
Based off character. Based off what I'm seeing now, like this. Based off my calculations.
You know the maddest thing is he Taser, yeah?
Why do you keep saying he's Taser? You don't get my point.
There's nobody.
When Taser's annoyed, yeah?
No, you see that.
When you're annoyed, Taser.
How many times have you seen me annoyed?
No, you don't get my point. There's nobody that'll get angry.
You see?
Everybody gets angry. Even the camp people get angry. It's just your way of expressing your anger.
So what are you saying? I get very, very angry.
Like, you cannot stop me from being angry.
Yeah.
That's why I'm only smiling, because you don't want to see me angry. You get what I mean?
Mm.
It's not like I get angry, I start scratching everything. I just get angry, I get quiet. Like, all this talking, you stop seeing, you stop hearing me talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own type of anger. So me, I cannot handle straightforward people because I'll be quiet or true.
So out of those three girls, what girl you have,
I'm giving you one.
No, I'm saying what kind of girl is for you in terms of
I don't know.
You don't want straightforward.
I don't even know who is my own like this. I don't know. I just think if I see one, I've seen one.
Wait, so hold on. You gave Taze.
Bro, I'm not calculating myself. I'm calculating you.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying
I cannot calculate myself. No, I think somebody else will have to calculate me.
So you're saying Taze has got the straightforward girl or the quiet girl
that goes home.
You got the straightforward girl. And the quiet girl. You got the nice girl. Calm down. I will reach your tongue.
The nice girl.
But you're saying the nice one sometimes.
Wait. Do you see the way he's humbled now? Wait, I will explain it for you. Don't worry. See. Look at...
I'm trying to work out.
No need to talk. Don't worry. You hear the details.
No, but the nice girl could be the quiet girl.
Bro, calm down. Your girl can be nice and noisy. What do you mean quiet? She can be nice and be noisy. bro, calm down. Let me, don't worry. Don't feel irritated, bro. The next girl is your own. Maria. She's your own, bro. What do you mean? You're making me talk, Abby. Don't worry, we'll talk today.
Hey, I don't understand this.
No, no, let me explain for you. This guy now has two. First of all, I explained the straightforward one for you just now.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that if she attacks him or if she gets angry at him, he gets angry too, but like, he will just be humble at that moment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they shout at you, like your mom shout at you, the way you calm down. You know what I mean? That's how it will be. That's the kind of person he is. You get what I mean? Get calm. If like he gets, like he's a lover boy, let's it like that. Hey. Like if he loves somebody now like this and he gets shot at him, he will be calm. He will be like, he takes correction.
The victim.
Yes.
Oh, so it's victim.
No, 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 victim.
No.
But that's his whole point.
No, no, no.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. You guys can be quiet all day without feeling like you are quiet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you see with somebody? If you don't tell them something, like it feels like you guys should be saying something, but you guys are quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Comfortable silence.
Exactly. Like you guys will have comfortable... speak your English, bro. Comfortable silence. Bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys will have that comfortable silence like that. You guys will be all day. And if you guys are arguing, it's going to be as loud as the way this guy will be. Because you'll be like, yeah, bam, argument ended, love continue. You know that kind of...
His one.
No, that's your own. No. His own is not like that. You understand? That's your own. You need quiet, like, quiet or somebody that's straightforward, somebody that can humble you or somebody that you guys will just be, I don't know, it's like spiritual or something. You guys will be like your spiritual realm, quiet people.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking out, talking calmly, that's everything. No, it's like if you are dating a quiet person, you are quiet too. So it's like something spiritual. Like, you guys are not making noise.
So what's his one?
Why? What's
this? No. Because I need him to say it and Brent can confirm
whether it's true or not. This guy like this. The reason why he can only date a nice girl is just because this guy has something like anger issue. It's not that he has anger issue, but like he has something like I don't give a fuck issue. You know what I mean? Like I don't give a fuck. So he needs a nice girl that will be like, even if you insult her, she'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, like nice. Like she does not take insult or all those stuff personally. So when this guy is pointing his mouth out and pointing his man out, we expect her to be like, with him. But she'll be like, I'm sorry. Like, then all the shout that he has been shouting, it will be like waste. It look like waste. You know, when he's shouting, when he hears a reaction, be like, huh? That's not what he wanted. What he wants is fight back. You know what I mean? It's like lying.
This is the wrong guy still.
No, bro.
Ain't got me, bro.
I got you.
Bro. Do you know why? Do you know why it's not me, yeah?
You know some people, because they can argue.
Nah, it's not even that. Do you know why it's not me? Because I've even said it before, yeah?
That what?
That I would never... like swear at my partner or hot up my partner. I don't need to do that.
This guy don't understand points. No, I'm not talking about swearing.
No, I didn't say no. But you just said that if I shout at my girl, blah blah blah, she'd be like,
there's a reason I said that because of what you did the last time.
In terms of what?
It was like you're not serious. You heard what I was saying that last conversation only was explaining about co-worker stuff.
Yeah.
The way he was reacting. That is how he's going to be reacting. Trust me, don't worry.
No, but that was in regards to someone trying to explain why.
No, I said if you guys are having an argument.
No, you said about what was it?
Can I just say, yeah, when he was explaining me, no one interrupted him.
What?
When he's explaining you, can't interrupt.
He didn't say that.
Let him land, bro. Let him land, bro.
Man's telling me I was shouting at my girl. I'm shouting at my girl, bro.
Look at what's happening. Just let him talk.
No problem.
Continue.
What's that?
Continue talking.
All right, so in terms of... no problem.
You see what's happening now? Like, this is how he is.
No,
get my point. Like, he's somebody that will argue you. You know what I mean?
Taze, what was the point?
He keep arguing with you. You see, that's what he's doing now. No, bro, I'm proving that.
Exactly
what I'm explaining right now.
Is the same person. That's the maddest thing. You are calling me yourself. You're the same person, bro. You're the same person, bro.
Okay, Bastard, I recognize you, bro.
I'm looking in the mirror, bro.
Okay, wait.
Bastard, I'm looking in the mirror.
Let's say, I told you, we call it nonchalant person. I'm somebody that don't care about everything. Yeah. I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
But something you don't know is that I know it, but I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't speak about it doesn't mean I don't know it. So I have different sides. You understand what I mean? The reason I can read this guy, I can read this guy is because this guy is one part of my set and you're one part of my set. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I switch it. I don't know. It's like mood swing. We like call it mood swing. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
split personality.
There's a reason I can explain this one very well. And I can explain your own very well because I can be both sides.
Mm. Oh, so you're accepting that you're him?
No, I'm not. No argument, bro. You want to make me one of your own? I'm your own. Don't worry. Today, I've accepted. So, I don't want it to be argued too much. So, I want to accept this one. Don't argue with me today. Don't worry. I've seen somebody that will match you.
No, but my point, what I was trying to say was that in terms of, what was the point we made? It was
about girl.
Her, no, her being messaging her co-worker and not correcting her co-worker.
Mm.
Then
never said messaging a co-worker. No, we said going to dinner.
No.
Chilling with and speaking to her.
No, that example.
All of that.
No, that example you used was, remember your co-worker, messaging your co-worker and him flirting and your girl not correcting him. And then your girl saying it's because you haven't been there emotionally for me. My point was, I don't care about me being emotionally there for you. You've done something wrong.
Exactly.
So that for
you
me,
you don't care about being emotionally there. That's why the person did something right.
No,
what's wrong?
No, my thing is,
the person did what is supposed to happen. No, that you are not giving her.
No, is it a problem with her emotionally? You come to me and say, Marv, emotionally, you're not there for me. You come to me and you have that conversation.
Yeah, how many times?
No, once.
Okay, after the once.
Yeah,
but you didn't change.
No, but that's hypothetically saying that I'm not.
But let's say bro, this is the kind of person he is.
If I don't change, that's different.
Okay, but let's say you didn't change.
Yeah, then that's fine then because.
Oh, so you're fine that she's a co-worker?
Because you spoke to me about it already and I haven't changed.
So are you going
to
leave her?
What's that?
Are you going to leave her?
Yeah, I'll still leave her.
She's just a co-worker.
What?
So basically, what I'm saying to you is, yeah, this is not. What he's basically trying to get at is, it's not just going to be the first time.
No, but
No, I guarantee in relationships, it's not the first time you go to someone, they just automatically change. Some people go back to their old behavior. Girls like, oh my God, I gotta say it again. And she says it again. I'm saying, how many times does she have to do that until you realize, all right, cool, maybe I am the problem and I am the reason why she felt she can go to the coworker? Is what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't say I wasn't the problem. I didn't say I was the problem. What I'm trying to say to you is, as a partnership, you have to speak about something.
She has.
Cool. But then in terms of, for example, like if you're saying to me, Marv, I don't feel valued. All right, why don't you feel valued?
Because you're not responding to me.
Wait one sec. What am I doing that's making you feel like that?
You ignore me.
Cool. But in what way?
When I need you there, you're not there.
But, all right, but if I'm not there, where am I?
At work. Or
what
out?
The fuck do you want me to do if I'm at work?
So that's the way you're going
to
respond?
No, I'm just saying to you, like, for example, if you're telling me I'm not there for you, but I'm at work, I don't know what you want to do here because I am at work. What do you want me to quit my job and come home? Do you know what I'm saying? That just because she says something doesn't mean it's correct. But it could be correct.
Exactly what I'm saying. Can you see it?
No, but it's something we need to explore. Do you know what I'm saying?
Can you see it, bro? Exactly. This is exactly what I'm saying. You keep arguing. Wait now.
Explore.
No, that's why you cannot have somebody that will argue back. You get my point?
I hear you.
That's why you cannot have somebody that will argue back. Like, you know, you don't need somebody that will argue back because you guys will end up killing each other, bro. You guys will end up fighting. Because,
nah, I don't think
no,
so.
No, listen now. Nah, you guys so, not bro. Thinking so, boy. If he's there when he's angry like this, he will not be thinking bro, at that moment.
No, but the thing is, you see me, I'm not even angry. My thing is, if you're going to argue with me or you're going to debate something, at least make it make sense.
It's making like, sense. It's your only that's not seeing it yet.
No, because sometimes we're feeling. Feelings that make sense sometimes. Because if I feel that you're disrespecting me, you might not be. But I feel that. That doesn't mean it's right.
No, you don't get this guy switching from the points to another point.
No,
another
I'm
point.
Not. What I'm trying to say to you is in terms of when you're speaking with certain people, if, for example, me and Taze, there's times we have conversations about stuff, yeah? And it might get heated. But at the end of the day, if Taze proves a point to me and says, Marv, you're not seeing it. This is what it is. I will hear it.
Okay, but can I just
but
say...
But if you're not telling me something and it's just like, I'm like, bro, what are you saying to me? You've got to make sense.
All right, but can I just say, sometimes, women's arguments aren't exactly going to be logical all the time. So you have to concede in the name of likeness or love. Sometimes it's not going to make sense, but you just have to concede. It's not always going to make sense.
So why have you got to concede if it doesn't make sense?
That's the point I'm trying to make. You're proving my point. I can't make it make sense.
In any other facet of life, if something doesn't make sense,
bro,
you're
going to argue with this guy too next year.
Any other facet of life, anywhere else in life, if, for example, you and Matthew are faded, business partner, if he says to you something that doesn't make sense in terms of an event.
No, but you can't.
That's my point,
no,
exactly.
But, okay.
Why is it when it comes to love, we can say, you know, if it doesn't make sense, it's cool?
I'm not saying it's cool. I'm just saying sometimes you have to concede.
See, bro, this thing is not about what you feel.
Not for me.
This is about logic and calculation.
But he just said the opposite.
No, you don't understand. It's you that's not getting this.
But he said, well, hold on. You said about logic and thingy, but
let him land.
No, bro, this guy hasn't let me land it since.
No, you landed a lot.
When?
You've been landing for the whole thing.
Bro, I've just been when you're talking, throwing, like, I've been interrupting.
When you're throwing accusations at, saying I'll be shouting
about
babe.
I'm not
throwing
accusations. You see something. Look at, you see the way I was entering him. See the way he was quiet. You are supposed to be like that, but you're not. Guess what? You're fighting me back. Exactly what you'll be doing, bro. Just listening first. Can you just listen? This is the kind of guy that don't listen to his partner. You don't get me. Can you get me? Can't you guys just understand what I'm saying? Like this now. Let me. You are just hiding the truth in your head, but you know the truth. Bro, I can literally see your facial expression and your movement. And I can explain everything that's happening to you.
Hey, bro, where's the sound effects?
Crazy. Bro, listen first. Just, can you listen?
All right, Bob, let it finish, man.
I've been listening.
Exactly. He wants to talk.
I have.
No, this time, don't comment on anything.
Go ahead.
If I just say, I'm done, then you speak. Hey, just like that.
No problem.
Nah, I'm not sure you're going to do it like that.
Nah, he will.
He will.
Yeah.
No problem.
Strong man. Okay. Now look at it like this. Look at it like this. You're somebody that is like to defend. You know what I mean? It's not like you like to fight, but you like to defend. So when a street partner, a straightforward partner is giving you back to back, like accusing you of stuff, it's always to say, calm down. You'll be like, no, you understand? You'll be defending ASAP like that. Defending immediately. You'll be like arguing back. And that will cause commotion. And you know women and men fights is not the same with men and men fights. What I mean is that women can see things that will spark your head. You know, you know what I mean? Like crazy things that will make you, like, why would you say that? And guys will start having an argument. That kind of stuff. So, bro, you don't want somebody that's straightforward. Get the point? And you don't want somebody that's quiet because if you have somebody that's quiet, if you are arguing with that person, like if you are trying to tell the person what that person did, the person will be like quiet and not saying shit. And that will get you more angry. Like you're not even seeing a word. You know what I mean? Like I'm telling you what you did and you're not seeing a word. And this guy will get more angry. Yes or no, bro?
Can you see what you're saying now?
Listen, just listen. You don't understand?
Can you see what you're saying now?
Oh, can I talk?
No, you're talking. Wait, hold on. When Taze interjects, is cool. When I interject, is a problem. He asked me a question, bro.
No problem.
You see, no problem.
I
can't
lie. The way you're,
you know,
the way you're doing, I know what I'm explaining, bro. This is making me laugh. Bro, he knows what I'm saying in his head. Don't worry. Between both of us, he knows what I'm saying in his head. In conclusion, I hope we all find the woman that we deserve. Do you know what I mean?
Brother.
In conclusion.
Man, I don't even know what's going on here, man.
This guy is not satisfied with the answer.
I'm not saying that.
Anything, like, he wants to defend himself. You know what I mean?
He wants to defend himself.
Exactly what I'll be explaining. Since you like to defend. You like, nah, that's not it. You want to prove your point. Like, that's it. Am I lying? Tell me I'm not lying.
The listeners will let us know anyway. Let us know in the Spotify comments, right, and the YouTube comments.
No. This guy.
What's it about dating?
What? People are going to ask the question, I dated. But come on, let's be serious, man. But I didn't know.
Just for the vibe, man.
Wait, I think you're scared of me now.
Nah, all good, man.
Are you sure?
Nah, man, all good.
Call
man.
Me, don't worry. Ask question.
Nah,
if you argue with me today, you will tire, guy.
Nah,
I'm answering you like this. You will say, we be like, where is the guy getting answer from? You don't worry.
Do you know what's funny is that, like, what you've said is you're half anyway, that you're
yes, it's not like I'm half. I have different sides. Everybody has different sides. I don't know your other side. Why I may be saying I may be wrong. I don't know, bro. May be wrong, but like the side I'm seeing now, like this is what I've explained for you. The facial expression I can read now. I don't know you in your home. The one I can see right now is what I'm explaining for you. Maybe this is one of your side, no problem. I don't know, bro.
Oh yeah, by the way, sorry. Brent, can you interject, please, just for a minute? So based on everything this young man has said about me and Marv, what would you say is correct or what would you say is incorrect?
To be honest, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear.
I'm surprised that you allowed him to slander Marv's name for so long.
Thank you very much.
And the patience that Marv exhibited, exemplary. I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, man.
I got you, bro. Nah, they are guys, bro. That's not part of it.
We thank God for life.
No, that guy there, like this, there, sitting out there is part of your gang.
If you listen to the pod,
it's part of your gang. You guys need nice girls. On the real,
normally, Brent never agrees with me.
Yeah.
He never agrees with me, ever.
Exactly. You guys are, that's what I just said. They are the same, bro. You never agree. You gotta keep arguing.
No, he never agrees with me. He never backs me, I'm saying. As in, anytime there's a thing, he's always, nah, Marv, no. Tell me.
That's why I said it's funny. You let the listeners decide. They've been listening.
You know what it is with what you've said? What you said is there's some truth to it, but the narrative totally is incorrect.
Exactly. I'm just seeing one side of you. Exactly what I just said.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say.
The way you've said it is as if, like, if he was with a girl, he would be aggressive or he would be shouting at her. I'm saying that's how it would come across with some of the examples that were used.
So now you know that after Brent said that.
But I knew that from the beginning, but I'm bantering. That's why I said the listeners will know that this is banter. We're bantering, bro. Oh, okay. Come on, man.
But it's because of the examples that you used.
So the examples that you like, we're not going to be arguing. We're not arguing. You don't get my point.
It depends on the girl you're out with. I explained this girl by girl.
But
I'm just saying, we're at the age where, like, if there's a girl that I can see that can bring, if there's a girl that I know that her tongue is sharp and she says whatever, I'm not going to be around that girl.
Because I don't want that around me.
I explained just one side of the person.
I explained if the person is calm or the person is aggressive. The person may have two sides. I don't know. You just have to know your partner first, though.
Mm.
Person may have two sides or may have four sides, bro. People have five sides, bro.
Yeah.
People have sides, different type of sides, bro. You do weird stuff, bro. People do it. So that's what I'm saying. Depends on the size of your partner. But me now, I'm explaining size to side. Aggressiveness, the one I'm seeing now, and the one that will be aggressive to you back will not match.
Mm.
That's the only side I know that I can explain now. It's not match because you guys will be fighting. Bro, you must be fighting. Even if you are, you'll be like, no, I'm not, no. But bro, you push yourself one day to that extent of quarrel and stuff. So if you are with a calm girl, you are accusing her of this, she'll be quiet. And you get more angry. Like, why are you not talking? Not even a word, nothing. You get more angry. You get what I mean? But if you're with a nice person, I mean nice, but like, very, like, don't take insult. You know what I mean by nice now? Like, this guy now is accusing. She'll be like, I'm sorry, baby. Like, the way of communication will make you, like, calm down. Be like, why am I shouting at her? Why I know she's like this? You know what I mean? Bro, you need a nice girl, like somebody that is always nice, bro. That's what you need.
Everyone needs a nice girl, bro.
You can have a nice girl that is a little aggressive, but I don't know. There's a little calm. There's a little bit of everything. You can have anyone.
You see when people say they want a girl that's a bit toxic or they want a girl that's a bit...
Bro.
To add fire to the... I don't need that.
No, you know something? Let me tell you something about that one, man. You know, there are some people that started with healthy relationship.
It's 2-1.
You got 3 on penalties.
What?
Terrible, though.
How many?
Oh, we won on penalties.
There's how many now? So what?
We're 2-3 to the final now.
3 to the final.
3?
No, final. We beat SA.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm saying. The total score as well.
2-1.
Okay. So they score 1. Wow. Bad guys.
What? Wait, 2-1 on penalties or 2-1?
1-1. It went to penalties and we won penalties.
2-1 on penalties?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, penalties. Nigeria missed 1. They missed 2.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, we can...
They got a man sent off as well.
We can wrap up now. Thanks for coming on, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That was a fun conversation, I can't lie.
Of course it was.
You are now listening to the 3 Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.